Hey community, this is Dr. Hugh, and I have a new webinar, and we're going to be going over low white blood cell count, and is that caused by mold, heavy metals, and environmental pollutants? One of my most popular videos on YouTube right now is all about low white blood cell count, so I have a really interesting case that I think you're going to find a lot of value in, and if you are searching for answers because you have low white blood cell count, I hope this can provide some value for you on this topic. Now, one of the things is I would greatly appreciate if you're out there watching this video, give me a thumbs up, subscribe to my station. I've been on YouTube for over 10 years. I have over 1,000 videos on YouTube. And if you know someone that needs some help, forward them this video. So this is my client here. So she is a 54-year-old female, and these are the symptoms that she comes presenting with that wants help. She has arthritis, postmenopausal symptoms, lack of strength, two small rashes, and this right here is definitely low white blood cell count. Now, we did some labs, and I'm going over the labs that we've actually done. There are several labs that we've done on her. We did extensive blood work, and then we did a urine test. Now, the urine test is where we've checked mold, heavy metals, and environmental pollutants, and I'm going to show you her labs, and this is going to make a lot of sense that this needs to be checked. If you have low white blood cell count, and you've gone to doctor, and they don't know, you probably have some kind of environmental pollution in your body that's causing you to wear down your white blood cell count, and that needs to be investigated and looked at. So right here, you can see that her white blood cell count, check this out, white blood cell count is 2.4, and this is actually an alert. So this is actually, quite scary when you see labs that are this low. 2.4 white blood cell count is very, very low. And as you know, your white blood cell count is your immune system. So if you don't have white blood cell count, you can't defend off of all the things that we encounter on a daily basis. You can see right here that the range is 3.5 to 10.8. Now, what I like to see white blood cell count around 5 to 6.5. If I see something around 7.5, 8, that's telling me that there's some kind of low-grade infection. Obviously, this webinar has to do with low white blood cell count. Then I'm thinking, what's wearing the immune system down? What can we do to figure out what is actually wearing the immune system down? Also, in blood work, we checked her. This is all the same person. So this isn't different labs. This is all the same person. This 54-year-old female. We checked CRP. Now, what the heck is CRP? CRP is an inflammatory marker. You can see right here. Hers is 18.3 lab high. You can see the range. You want it less than 3, but ideally, we want it less than 1. You really want this marker to be less than 1. That means that that would be in a normal functional range where you have minimal inflammation. So right now, we know that she has low white blood cell count and massive, massive amounts of inflammation. And every disease known to mankind, guess what? Grows in a body that is inflamed. Now, here's the test that we did. This is a urine test. Now, a lot of people say, why in urine, not blood? Well, a couple things is because when these, for example, mold is in your blood and it's filtered out through the kidneys and we're checking urine. So what the research shows is these chemicals can be 100 to 1,000 times higher in urine than is in your blood. So this is why you definitely want to check these out in urine and not blood. You can check things out in blood. And if you have high blood, that means you have an immediate exposure, that something is going on immediate. This test can show the burden. Like what I mean by burden is, do you have mold exposure in the past and now it's starting to come out and cause diseases and now you have symptoms? So I'm going to show you this right here. So it has a key right here. So you can see this key right here. So you can see the mycotoxin. You see that little emblem right there. And then we have heavy metals. And then we have environmental pollutants. Now, I'm also going to give you a link to where I get this website or where I get this lab. It's called Vibrant Wellness. And they have lots and lots of functional tests, and they do a combination test. So in this combination test, they check three things: mycotoxins, which are mold poisons, they check heavy metals, and then they check environmental toxins. Now, you're going to see how this is really kind of scaled. Green is go. That means, there's no toxins. And then we have in here, we have this yellow in here, which indicates like stop, warning sign as a stoplight. And then we have red here, which means this is dangerously high. And in fact, the red here indicates 95% or higher. You're at the 95th percentile or higher when it comes to this range. Now, check this out. This is shocking, and this woman needs desperate help. And she is desperate. Why? Because she just doesn't feel well. And guess what? You go to doctor, and there's no answer for you. Why? Because the conventional system is failing. If you're watching this video, it's failing. It's probably failed you right now. You need a functional medicine, a custom-tailored functional medicine program where a doctor is actually concerned about you, about your welfare and your life and your health and you having prosperity on planet Earth. The conventional medicine, the conventional system does not do that. You have 5 minutes and you're in and out. And in fact, if you have more than one complaint, guess what? You have to come in and make another appointment. When it comes to chronic illness, there's no pill, there's no potion, no lotion that's actually going to get to the root cause of the problem. You need to take a polytherapy approach. What does that mean? We might do 10 different things, little things all at once, but all those little things add up to you healing and functioning optimally. So check this out. Right here, these right here are, if we go over to the key right here, environmental pollution. So we have two environmental pollutions right here that are high. And then look at how much metals there are. This is the heavy metal key right there, right? That's the heavy metal key. We have one, two, three. So we have three now. So we have three heavy metals, two environmental pollution. And then check out the mold that we have. This is mold, aflatoxin right there, mold. So that's one mold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. We have 10 freaking molds that are pinning the needle. Now, do you think that's going to cause damage? You think that's going to cause your body to malfunction? Of course it is. And who's going to check for this? No one, unless you go to a provider that actually knows and looks at you and looks at the root cause of the problem. You just can't do, like, there's no drug that's going to handle this, right? So when you look at your condition, any chronic illness, it's like an onion, right? You have to take the layers off of the onion until you get to the root cause of the problem. Then you have to restore health and healing in your body. But I'll let you know, is where there's help, there's hope. Where there's help, there is hope. That's what clients find with me. I give them hope and I give them help. This is the key. Okay, so this was all the things that came lit up as the Christmas tree. This is very high. This is all in red. So you can see these things right here all represent high, which is high markers, which is bad. Okay, now what we're going to do is we are going to go to this, what I can, is the yellow zone right in here, the yellow zone. And this is so much that I had to really... it was so long, I had to actually narrow it down. So let me show you this right here. I'm going to try and blow this up a little bit so it's a little more easy to see because there were so many right here. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to go here is we're going to look at the key again. And remember, this right here is the environmental pollution. So let's look at the environmental pollution. So there is one, two, three, four, five, six. We go on to the next page. Seven, eight, nine, 10. So she has 10 environmental pollution markers that are in the range of, you know, that doesn't look very good, right? So 10 of them. Let's go back here. Now we're going to look at, heavy metals right here. So we have heavy metals. So we have heavy metals here. One, two, three, four. So we have four heavy metals that are in the not so good zone. And then finally here, we have one, two, three, four. We have four molds. So when you do this testing and it comes back positive like this, there's actually some relief. They're like, oh, thank goodness. No one's tested this. No one has ever checked this. No one has ever tested this. It makes sense. This is why I feel like CRAP and I go to the doctor, 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 and there's no answer because they just can't do the proper workup. It's just impossible to do that at this point, given the conventional system. So let's just do some research here on Google, and you can just type in, does mold cause low white blood cells? And yes, mold exposure can potentially lead to low white blood cell count. Boom. So there we go. This is research. Like if you go on YouTube, you can look for all these research articles. Here's another one I just typed in Google about heavy metals. Yes, heavy metal exposure can lead to low white blood cell count. Bingo, we're trying to heal her now. Here's another one. Astaxanthin, right here, which is an environmental pollutant. I'm going to show you where this is at. That's the top one right here. You see that astaxanthin. So can astaxanthin cause low white blood cell count? And bingo, exposure can lead to decreased in white blood cell count in some. These are in animal studies. Remember, because it's really hard to do these studies in humans. You can't give them these toxins and then test them. Now, here's another one. Yes, mold exposure can potentially lead to elevated C-reactive protein. And if you remember this test right up in here, what did we find with her C-reactive protein? It was 18. It was insane. 18 is a massive high amount of inflammatory marker, right? This is a protein made by your liver. So right now we know that we need to support the liver. We need to support the kidneys and we need to do some drainage. And then we need to take some binders and grab all that stuff once it's in your gut and eliminate that. Now, if you're looking for some help, go to my website and you can schedule a Zoom call and we can see if I can actually help you increase your God-given ability to heal and function. Okay, so right here, this is a really popular webinar or video that I have on YouTube. You could just Google this in YouTube. White, it says white blood cell, WBC, white blood cell count. White blood cell count, is yours high or low? What does this mean? And is this potentially autoimmune disease? And then finally, if you go to my website, which is basically my first name, Dr. Hugh Wegworth, and you can click here and you can schedule a Zoom call and actually find out if the skills I have can actually get you better. There's no sense continuing to suffer and suffer and suffer if you don't have to, right? God designed us to be healthy, not sick. You just need some guided help and push you or guide you in the right direction. So we just started with her. And I'm looking forward to getting involved in the detox and the protocols, and I will keep you updated. But the short of the things is this is what we're doing. We are going to try and decrease inflammation, right? Inflammation is all over her entire body. We're going to try and make sure that she's sleeping well. We're going to try and make sure that she has good glucose supply. Then we're going to do what they call a pre-detox, which I like these products called through the company called Quicksilver Scientifics. We are going to start to mend her cells. We're going to support her liver because that's where these things are excreted in the liver. We're going to support her kidneys. We're going to support her bile. And then we're going to grab all these things with binder and then she can poop them out. So that being said, remember, is where there is help, there's hope. Take care. This is Dr. Hugh.